You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where every week since, March 2020, I think, I've been here keeping you up to date with all the theatrical events going on in the world while theatres were shut. And, well, I guess I can't use the usual opening anymore because this week, theatres officially reopened here in the UK. A number of shows have been performing to socially distanced audiences over the past week. And honestly, it's just so exciting that after well over a year, these venues are actually able to welcome real-life people back properly. And with that in mind, I will still be carrying on the Spotlight On podcasts, don't worry, because there is still plenty going on in the world of digital and virtual theatre, but it's just something to celebrate that real-life theatres are now opening again, which, as I said, the most frustrating thing is I now have to change the intro to this podcast. Radio problems, I mean, what can you do? But in a week of doing things slightly differently to normal here on the Spotlight On podcast, I'm actually not going to be talking about a digital production this week either. I know, I'm changing everything, it's madness. Instead, I wanted to chat to you about some very, very exciting news that was announced this week. It is official, it is happening. As you can probably tell from the logo for this week's podcast, the Dear Evan Hansen film is finally on its way. If you're not familiar with Dear Evan Hansen, let me give you a quick run through. It's a musical by Pasek and Paul, who are the duo behind music for things like The Greatest Showman and La La Land. And it follows a socially anxious high school student called Evan, who kind of by accident gets himself caught up in this web of lies after one of his classmates commits suicide. When the family of the deceased student find a letter on their son's body that links him to Evan, they mistakenly believe that he and Evan were really good friends. And then Evan begins trying to create a past fictional friendship, and in doing so, gets brought into this really loving, kind family, and all the while ends up balancing getting everything he's ever dreamed for socially with the lies that he keeps telling as things spiral out of control. Now, I realise when I say it like that, it sounds pretty mad, and I mean, it kind of is, but it's such a dramatic, emotional story that is really elevated by Pasek and Paul's signature contemporary pop-infused music. I mean, there's a reason the original Broadway cast recording went viral within 24 hours of it being released. And the musical itself opened on Broadway at the end of 2016 and went on to win 6 Tony Awards, including Best New Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Actor in a Musical for Ben Platt, who played Evan Hansen. And pretty much ever since then, there have been rumblings that a film was in the works, which would again see Ben Platt coming back to the role of Evan. And, well, just this week, we finally got our first look at it. Alongside Ben Platt, the film version of Dear Evan Hansen stars people like Julianne Moore, Amy Adams, Caitlin Dever, as well as a whole host of musical theatre names like Isaac Powell and Colton Ryan, who Colton actually understudied the role of Evan on Broadway, so it's really nice to now see him in this film. Now, it's scheduled to be released on the 24th of September this year, and if you want to see the trailer for yourself, then you can follow the link here in the post to give it a watch. Now, talking about the trailer, first off, I think this is going to be a really strong adaptation of the musical. There's quite a bit that's been added into the film, like a few new characters or places where we get to see more backstory on people other than Evan, which it'll be really interesting to see how the film handles that. Plus, the staging of the musical version is so stripped back and minimalistic. Like, it's usually just a couple of key bits of furniture and then these digital screens that they have. And from the trailer alone, it looks like they've done a really good job of translating the stage presence to the film. And then there's the elephant in the room, which is Ben Platt himself. Evan Hansen is a 17-year-old high school student, and Ben Platt is not. He is 27 and he looks 27. There's no two ways about it. And he has come under a lot of fire since the trailer came out this week because of this. A lot of people are saying that he's too old to play Evan and that he looks out of place in the film. Not helped either by the fact that he's grown his hair out for the role. So it's this like really thick curls, which while they are Ben's natural hair, it's so different to anything we've ever seen him look like before that that's already a bit jarring to see, if that makes sense. So there's these sort of like two levels to it. Ben looking like a 27-year-old and then Ben looking very different to how we're used to seeing him. I mean, he's had the Evan Hansen haircut for so long and we associate him so much with the role and the look of Evan that I think it's easy to forget that Ben Platt is his own person and has his own style and his own look. And while the longer curly hair is going to take a little while to get used to, at least we've seen it now rather than waiting until September and going to see the film and then having the shock. Because, you know, that's really the sort of thing that does pull you out of a film when you're trying to immerse yourself. Then the age thing. Yeah, he doesn't look like a high school student. And it's kind of exacerbated by the fact that a lot of the other cast members do look younger than they really are. However, I think it's a bit rich to criticise Ben Platt for not looking 17 when, A, he isn't 17 and can't do anything to change that, and B, the film and TV industry have normalised 20 to 30-year-olds playing teenagers for years. Now, let's make it clear, that has its own issues, and I really hope we can move away from that in the future and give real-life teenagers more realistic images and role models of people their own age on screen. But for something like this, for the Dear Evan Hansen film, I'm not that mad about it. For one thing, Ben Platt has always been older than Evan as a character. He was already in his 20s when he was playing the role on Broadway, and he still did an amazing job, and no one complained about it then. In fact, he was literally rewarded for it. He was chosen as the best actor in a musical. It wasn't a case of, well, yeah, Ben, you're very good, but you're half a decade too old, so we're just going to give this award to a middle-aged man playing a middle-aged character instead. No, that's not how it works. Ben Platt was amazing as Evan Hansen on Broadway and is an incredible performer, hands down. And like, there have been so many fantastic portrayals of Evan on Broadway, on national tours, here in the West End, and I do have my own favourites from that group of people. But Ben Platt, to the great wide world, is Evan Hansen. He's the man people associate with the role. He's who you hear on the cast recording. He is, for all intents and purposes, Evan Hansen. And this film was only ever going to happen with him in it. And one thing to remember with the trailer that came out this week is that we haven't seen him performing yet, right? The trailer is a snapshot of the film overall. It is not a 4-minute video of Ben Platt singing Waving Through a Window or Words Fail or one of the other countless moments where he's going to win over audiences completely and smash a performance as Evan with his incredible vocals and his amazing performing ability. And you absolutely know that he will do that. You can bet that 10 seconds into Waving Through a Window, there isn't going to be a single person sat in the cinema thinking that Ben Platt shouldn't have been cast or just staring at his hair instead. No, you're going to be blown away by the fact that you're getting to watch a Tony Award winning Broadway legend play the role that made them famous. I mean, From my perspective, I've sat here so many times, either on this podcast or on Showtime, and had to talk about stunt casting in movie musicals, where a production team have taken a show that we musical theatre fans love and just cast a load of celebrities so that they can attract non-musical theatre people to watch it. And it's heartbreaking seeing that time and time again, that proper trained theatre performers aren't deemed bankable enough for the movie version of their own show. And look, I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure you can think of a couple of examples off the top of your head where having theatre people in a particular film would have vastly improved the quality overall. And yet, with Dear Evan Hansen, we've got our theatre person in it. Ben Platt is a Broadway star and is playing the character that he originated and that in turn made him famous. And that's on top of a whole host of other theatre people who are involved as supporting characters. We've got what we wanted. We are going to get to see Ben Platt as Evan. Like, this is like when we got to see the original Broadway cast of Hamilton all over again. That is huge. And to now watch people, musical theatre fans too, criticising the choice to cast Ben Platt because of his hair, of all things, is so daft to me. Like, yeah, bless him, he is too old for the part. But I have faith that he is a strong enough performer that by the time you're watching the film, that won't matter at all. He has this energy, this intimacy and delicacy as a performer that brings you in, that makes you care, that makes you want to watch. And to have that captured on screen for us to see time and time and time again is such an amazing opportunity. I mean, if you don't believe me, I will put a few clips here in the post of Ben performing live as Evan Hansen, so you can get just a taste of what to expect, as well as the trailer that was released this week. Give them a watch and let me know what you think of the film and of this casting. I, for one, think this is going to take people by surprise and blow us all away, but only time will tell. Dear Evan Hansen will be released on the 24th of September this year, so put that date in your diaries now. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will be back again at 6pm next Sunday, first on urn1350.net for Showtime. So join me for a full hour of musical theatre tunes. And then at 7pm, straight after that, I'll be here with a brand new Spotlight On podcast to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of virtual, or indeed now real, theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.